Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a clean Ableton Live 12 drum and bass loop and turning it into something with that warm, tape-worn jungle pressure. We're talking old-school energy, ragga attitude, and just enough swing to make the groove breathe without falling apart. If you've ever heard a jungle track that feels dusty, human, and heavy all at once, that's usually not because everything is wildly off-grid. It's because the main spine stays solid, and the supporting details are allowed to lean, lag, and chatter around it. That's the whole idea here. We're going to build this around 172 BPM, which is a really sweet spot for jungle and darker old-school DNB. You can live anywhere from 170 to 174, but 172 gives us that classic forward motion without feeling rushed. First thing, get your project tempo set, and keep your grid at 1/16 while you build the core loop. If you need to edit little ghost notes or chopped break fragments later, then you can zoom into 1/32. For now, we want the big picture. And before you start adding swing, make the loop work straight. That's important. A lot of people reach for groove too early, but if the pattern doesn't hit cleanly first, the swing just becomes a mask. So build the foundation, kick, snare, and a simple hat or perk layer. I'd start with a drum rack and three lanes, kick, snare, and a closed hat or rim percussion layer. Keep the kick tight and short. Keep the snare centered and confident. Put the snare on 2 and 4, and let the kick support the movement with a syncopated hit before or after 3. Then add a few offbeat hats or light 1/16s, but don't crowd it. At this stage, think clean and controlled. The kick and snare are your anchor points. In jungle, those anchors need to stay strong, because everything else is going to move around them. Now let's bring in the groove. Open the groove pool and choose a swing that feels more MPC style than house-y. We're not trying to make this lazy or drunk. We're trying to make it feel lived in. Apply the groove lightly at first, mostly to the hats, ghost notes, percussion, and any break fragments. Leave the kick and main snare mostly straight. That's one of the biggest lessons here. Don't swing the whole track equally. Swing the supporting layers more than the spine. A good starting point is around 20 to 40% timing, a little velocity variation, and maybe a touch of random if the pattern is too robotic. But keep it subtle. The goal is to imply age, not lose control. If the groove starts to feel too late, reduce the swing on the hats first. If it feels too stiff, add a little more movement to the ghosts and percussion before touching the kick or snare. That way your backbone stays locked, and the pocket opens up around it. Now for the break. Load a classic break onto an audio track or slice it into a drum rack if you want more control. This is where jungle really starts to happen. The break is not there to replace the drum pattern. It's there to add personality around it. Think seasoning, not the whole meal. Warp it carefully. If you need to preserve transients, use Beats Mode. If it's a more complex source, you can try Complex Pro, but be careful not to soften the attack too much. Then clean it up. High pass the break somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub, and tame any nasty cymbal spikes if the top end gets sharp. This is also where you can clean the swing. If some break slices feel too loose, nudge them just a little earlier. We're talking tiny moves, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That's enough to pull the groove back into a tighter pocket without killing the feel. A really useful mindset here is this: use swing to make the track feel old, then use editing to keep it powerful. That's the sweet spot. You want dust, not mush. Now let's add some warmth. Group your drums and insert a gentle chain with saturator, drum bus, and maybe glue compressor if needed. Keep it subtle. On saturator, try soft clip-on with just a few dB of drive, then level match the output. On drum bus, add a little drive, but don't overdo the crunch or boom unless you really need it. A touch of glue compressor can help pull the hits together, but you want the transients to breathe. Here's a really good pro move. Split your drums into a clean punch bus and a grit bus. Put the kick and snare on the cleaner side, and send the break, hats, perk, and ragga textures to the grit side. Then you can saturate and compress that grit bus more aggressively without destroying the main punch. That's how you get warmth and grime while keeping the drop solid. And remember, grit is not volume. Grit is density. If you push saturation too hard too early, the track just gets brittle and cloudy. Keep it warm, not fried. Now we shape the bass. For jungle and old-school DNB, bass usually works best when it answers the drums instead of running constantly. Build a sub and a mid-bass or re-slayer. Keep the sub dead center and mono, no unnecessary width. Let it sit underneath the track like a pillar. Then use a re-slayer or mid-bass layer for motion, but high-pass it so it doesn't mess with the sub-zone. Rhythmically, give the bass some space. Let it hit after the snare sometimes. Let it push into the beat other times. Leave gaps. That call and response feeling is a huge part of the vibe, especially once ragga vocal chops and break fills come in. If the bass and drums are both crowding the same space, the groove loses its engine. But if the bass phrases around the swing, the whole drop suddenly feels bigger without needing more notes. Now let's bring in the ragga element. This can be vocal chops, toasts, shouts, little skank-like stabs, or any short phrase that gives the track attitude. The key is to treat them like percussion. Don't just drop them everywhere. Place them in response to the drums. A good move is a vocal chop after the snare, or at the end of a bar, or as a little answer to the break. Use simpler in slice mode if you're chopping phrases, then shape them with auto filter, echo, or a short dark reverb. Band limit them a bit so they sound worn and old, not shiny and modern. That degraded edge matters. A ragga chop that's been slightly filtered, slightly saturated, and given a short dubby tail will sit much more naturally in the jungle world than a pristine vocal cut. Now we start thinking like an arranger, not just a loop maker. A lot of the energy in this style comes from tiny changes over time. You do not need to redesign the groove every bar. Instead, automate small movement, a little more filter opening on the bass, a touch more drive on the drum bus in the build, a few extra reverb sends on vocal chops at the end of a phrase, or a small rise in the break layer volume as you approach the drop. Even 1 or 2 decibels of change can make a huge difference. Jungle lives on these little shifts. It's not about giant transitions all the time. It's about a loop that feels like it's always leaning forward. A strong structure could look like this. First 4 bars stripped down, with just a hint of swing and reduced bass. Then bars 5 through 8 bring in the full drums, bass, and vocal chops. After that, add a break fill or a bass variation. Then use the next phrase to raise tension and reset. That gives you something that feels like a real section, not just a loop on repeat. Now let's talk clarity, because this is where a lot of grit-heavy loops fall apart. Check your low end in mono. Make sure the sub is the strongest thing down low, probably somewhere around 40 to 70 Hz depending on the key. Keep the reese from invading the sub area. Make sure the break isn't masking the snare crack. And keep the hats lively but not fizzy and brittle. If the groove only feels good in stereo, that's a warning sign. The real pocket needs to come from timing and phrasing, not just width. So always check it collapse to mono. If it still works there, you're on the right track. One of the best workflow tips in jungle is this. Resample when you're close. Pray the drum bus to audio. Once you hear the groove sitting right, bounce it and make micro edits in audio. Shift one ghost hit a little early. Nudge one chop a touch late. Rebuild part of the break. That often gets you closer to that classic worn feel than endlessly tweaking MIDI. Because at this point, you're not just making a beat, you're making a texture. And that's the real goal here, a loop that feels tight enough for the club, dusty enough for old school character, and alive enough that it never feels static. So here's the quick recap. Keep the kick and main snare mostly straight. Swing the hats, ghosts, breaks, and perk more than the backbone. Clean the break with filtering, transient control, and careful warping. Add warmth with subtle saturation and light bus compression. Let the bass phrase around the drums. Use ragga chops like percussion, not decoration. And build the loop into a proper section with small changes, not giant overhauls. If you want to practice this properly, build a 4-bar groove at 172 BPM using only stock Ableton devices. Make one pass clean, one pass grittier, then compare them in mono. Also try printing the drums to audio and making one tiny timing edit. You'll hear the difference immediately. That's the craft right there. Clean pocket, warm grit, jungle attitude. Let's keep going.